Peace be with everyone of us over here.
弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Recently, high school students told me that she hated school.
最近有一位高中生告诉我，他在学校里吃饭。Hated
school.
哦，他不喜欢学校。
I realized that because she was doing her finals.
我意识到他是在准备他的期末考试。
Life was very stressful.
他的生活感很紧张，压力很大。
Therefore, she said that she hated school. It was a very suffering feeling.
就为什么说他恨他的学校，因为他感觉到他吃了很多苦头。
But of course, we know that after a person receives good education, their life can be better off in the future.
但是我们也知道，一个人受到良好的教育之后，他以后的生活会变得比较好。
Therefore, today I would like to talk about bitterness, sweetness after bitterness as topic for mutual encouragement.
今天我想用这个苦尽甘来的题目跟大家一起勉励。
Actually, high school's life is a short version of people's life.
实际上，高中的学校的生活就像是我们整个人的生活的一个缩影。
Because life is indeed full of bitterness and sweetness.
我们的生命中就是有甜也有苦。
Sometimes one followed by another.
经常是一个接着一个。
Sometimes two comes together.
有时候两个同时来到。
But in the Bible, very often we see that God loves His people, and He will give hard time to His people first. Then at the end, God will give His people good time.
在圣经中，神对他所爱的人。 他总是先让他吃些苦头，然后最后他再给他甜头。
I would like to study a passage based on this topic.
这个题目，我们来先查考一段经节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
我看出埃及记上十五章。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 22.
出埃及记十五章第22节。
We know that after the Red Sea. Israelites was working in the wildernesses.
当我们知道在他们从红海过去的时候，以色列人就在开始在旷野中流浪。
At the bank of Red Sea, they sing song of victory. They were have great time over there.
在红海的岸边，他们唱起了他们的胜利之歌。
But later on, they got to walk on the journey. In the journey of wildernesses, actually, it was a very beautiful, a very difficult journey.
但是后来在他们在旷野中的行程确实非常艰苦的。Please
read Exodus chapter 15, verse 22.
来读出埃及记十五章二十二节。So
Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wildernesses of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wildernesses and found no water. Jesus was on the way, actually, to Mount Sinai. Israel was on the way to the Mount Sinai.
以色列人在这里，他们在去西乃山的路程上。
But they need to pass the wildernesses of Shur, wildernesses of Sin, and the wildernesses of Sinai.
但是他们要越过苏尔的旷野，还有逊的旷野，还有西乃山的旷野。苏尔
means high wall.
这个苏尔的意思就是高墙
，high a wall, a very wall, high wall.
苏墙的意思，苏尔的意思就是高墙。And
sin, in the Hebrew terms, it means what clay and throne.
逊的意思就是泥土跟。
Sinai means thronging.
西乃的意思就是说多次的。
So you can see that the world of wildernesses, these wildernesses are relatively high compared to Red Sea, and then on the way to the mountain of God, it was full of thorn. It was a journey of thorny. It was a thorny journey.
所以我们看到说，这个苏尔的旷野先是比较高的墙，是在比他们在红海的那个时候更高一阶，然后他们。 随着路的增加，他们会看到更多的刺，更多的困难。Indeed,
it was a very tough road journey.
的的确确，他们这条路走的是非常的辛苦。And
not only that, the Bible mentioned that they cannot find water for 3 days. Yeah. They went out into the wildernesses of Sur. I'm sorry, let's go back. They went out to the wildernesses of Sur. Yeah? They walked for 3 days over there.
走了三天.
We still remember that when Moses asked Pharaoh to leave Egypt, he said that Lord wanted them to walk for 3 days distance.
我们记得摩西要把以色列人带出
Why 3 days journey?
为什么要讲三天呢?
Because they want to make sure they are far away from the Egyptian.
因为三天的路程足够保持他们有足够的距离，离埃及有足够的距离。
We got to understand that Israelites lived in the land of Egypt for more than 400 years.
我们知道以色列人在埃及的土地上已经生活了400多年。
Egyptian culture. They are more civilized. It's a more, more high-level culture.
埃及的文明是非常有文化的, 他们也是比较先进的。
Then the Jewish culture, they are more low-level.
那时候的犹太人的文明确实比较的低等。
When you look at this world, we can see that the native people is getting less and less. 原住民, the native people are getting less and less. Why?
我们在这个世界上，我们也看到这世界上的原住民越来越少，为什么呢？
Because the culture, more civilized culture, has converted their culture, so you can find very few pure Hawaiian or pure Maori in New Zealand. Yeah, people are getting less and less because of high level culture will influence low level culture.
因为先进的文明会影响到这个比较落后的文明，所以现在我们很少看到有纯正的夏威夷人或者是那个新。
毛利人，所以 you can see that in these 400 years, many Jewish people they may think like Egyptian, they may eat like Egyptian, they may dress like Egyptian.
所以在这400年，很多犹太人说不定他们的思维方式、他们吃的、穿的都跟埃及人一样。
So you can see that in the wildernesses, they keep thinking about Egypt because you know the civilization over there is simply too much attractive.
所以在旷野中行走的时候，他们就反复的去想埃及的生活，因为那边的生活非常先进，让他们对他们来说非常有吸引力。
Therefore, 3 days journey is to guarantee that Jewish people totally do not have influences by Egyptian people.
所以走三天的路程是要肯定他们离埃及的生活方式有足够的距离。
They can have a new life, new concept, and a totally a good religious studies from the concept of God.
所以他们就有新的生活，可以有新的概念，就是也会重新树立起对神的信仰。
That's why they need to walk 3 days journey.
所以这是为什么他们要走三天的路程。
But this is today, our Lord Jesus Christ do not want us to leave this world.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的主耶稣
to depart from this world.
今天也让我们要从这个世上离开。
Jesus wants us to live in this world, but we shall not conform ourselves with this world.
虽然我们肉体上居住在这个世界，但是我们却不可以随世上的人而行。
So spiritually, we shall be 3 ways, 3 days away from the worldly culture.
所以从属灵上来讲，我们要离这个世上的文明有3天的距离。
What do we really need to sacrifice for us to live in this world?
所以我们在这个世界上，我们到底要为什么牺牲呢？
Really, we have to very different from the Gentile people.
我们要牺牲的就是我们要跟外邦人不一样。
We shall be dare to be different.
我们要敢于去不一样。
For example, the way we wear, the way we live should be different.
所以我们的生活方式应该不一样。
For example, I really mean, we don't have a bar. We don't have a, you know, a lot of people have a bar, yeah? 吧台呀, a place you drink wine in their living room.
很多人在家里有一个酒吧台。
Some people has, you know, have a very, they only focus on a very good entertainment sets only in the room.
他们有人在房子里面只有一些娱乐的设施。
I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but as a Christian, we should, you know, focus more on praying room or study room.
虽然说娱乐的东西本身没有错。 但是我们却作为基督徒来说，我们应该更把我们的注意力放到 祷告跟读经上面。
See, our concept is so, should be totally from the major tiding of this world.
所以我们的概念要跟这个世上的潮流有距离。
Our concept should be from the Bible.
我们的概念要从圣经中而来。
Recently, I read an article written by a woman.
最近我读到一个女士写的文章。
The title, not the title, he's basically saying that nowadays is the finger biting time for women.Finger biting, biting their finger, yeah.
他说现在的世界是对女人来说是一个咬手指的世界。
He said why?
为什么呢
？Because Alito has been confirmed as the judge of USA.
因为
Alito, Alito, what is his last name? Alito who?
因为这个有一位女士，她成为。
No, Alito, Alito is not news. Alito was a judge, yeah. He was confirmed by the Senate, by the Congress.To be one of the judge in the court of USA. Yeah.
因为美国的国会通过这位女士要当。
Alito is not a 女士。
这个人要当这个法官。
Alito's concept, he is for his even his mother says that this guy is for choice. It's for life. I'm sorry. It's for life, not for choice. This guy's yeah. His concept is for life. It's not for choice concerning abortion.
因为他。对关于
，He's against abortion，
因为他反对这个堕胎。
Therefore, those women who are more liberal, they start to bite their finger because they're afraid that you know, they might pass the law and later on, abortion is not allowed.
所以他们这些女人们都要先想一想，要咬咬手指想一想，因为可能这个法律最后法律会通过，说不可以再去堕胎。
Now, what is our concept concerning this kind of issue?
那对这些事情来说，我们要有什么样的概念呢
？Of course, the Bible's concept is that no abortion, yeah.
当然，圣经上的概念就是说不可以堕胎。
Except that you know the children is going to jeopardize the mother's life.
除非这位孩子将会威胁到母亲的生命。
So even majority or some people are for choice. Now our concept should be different. We shall live 3 days distance from the major culture.
虽然说有人说他们坚持有选择的自由，但是我们却要。跟他们保持距离。
Then the Bible says that they went into the desert of Sur, wilderness of Sur, they cannot find water for 3 days.
所以这圣经上讲到，他们到旷野中3天找不到水。
Can you imagine that God lead His people out of Egypt and their basic needs as problem?
我们可以想象吗？神把他们领出来，但是他们最基本的生活需要却成了问题。
See our body two third of it are full of water, yeah.
我们知道我们身体的2/3都是水。
Without water, a person may die very quickly.
如果没有水的话，一个人可能会非常容易死亡。
We still remember the story of Terry, Shcherba, Terry Shcherba. When people unplug her tubes, she died in 13 days.
我们还记得这位有一个。女士的故事，当别人把她的食管拔掉之后，她13天之后就去世了。
But she was lying down over there without moving, yeah.
她躺在那里很长时间没有动。
Can you imagine that a person walk in the wildernesses, a lot of sunshine, a lot of dehydrate, and then they got to suffer for 3 days?
你可以想象吗？有人那些人在。一个非常炎热、非常有阳光、非常烈的地方，走了3天，他们可能都甚至脱水了，但是他们却找不到水。
See, some people always think, may have wrong concept, saying that you know, after you believe in Jesus Christ, you shall have no difficulty at all.
有些人可能会想说，我们信主之后就不会再有困难。
Actually, it is a misunderstanding.
实际上，这是一种误解。
Jesus says that you shall have difficulty in this world, but in me, you shall have peace.
主耶稣说：“你们在世上有苦难，但是在我里面有平安。”
Some of our church in Southern California, when you go to their church parking lot, you see that you know in the parking lot it was Benz, BMW, Benz.
我们南加州的一些教会，如果你去到他们的停车场去看，他们停的车都是奔驰车跟宝马车。
Maybe a true seeker go to this church, they will think, after I believe in Jesus, I can drive car like this.
可能有的慕道者来到在教会说，哇，我信主的话，可能也能开这么好的车。
This is a wrong concept.
这是一种误解。
Sometimes God leads us into difficulties after we just have a good time believing the Lord.
我们可能刚刚从信主那里得到很好、很美好的时间之后。 主就把我们带到困难中去。
Just like when Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist, Holy Spirit came down on him, and the voice says that, you know, Holy Spirit like a dove sent down on him, and this voice spoke from heaven, said that this is my beloved son.
就像是主耶稣从施洗约翰那里得到受经过洗礼，然后天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。
Then immediately Jesus was led into the wilderness to test by Satan for 40 days.
但是马上主耶稣就被领到旷野中受撒旦的试探40天之久。
40 days Jesus did not eat neither drink.
40天之久他没有吃也没有喝。
Jesus was able to take it for 40 days, but Israelites, 2 million people, they cannot take it for 3 days, yeah?
主耶稣可以承受40天，但是这些以色列人，他们有200万人却没有办法承受3天。
You see,Later on, we can see that they complain.
所以我们可以看到，他们后来就开始发怨言。
Now, why sometimes Jesus got to lead us into difficulties, in our journey?
所以为什么主耶稣会领我们去困难的处境呢？
The Bible says that it is to try you, to let you know that man is not live by bread alone.
圣经说，这是要试炼我们，让我们知道我们不是。我们的生命不是靠食物，单靠食物。
Man is also lived by the word of God.
我们活着不是单靠食物，而是靠主，而是靠神的话。
Is that true? I mean, we live. It's not only like you have food to eat, then you are happy, yeah. We live not only by food, but you know, by the love of our surroundings, by the hope, and by the faith, isn't it?
不是说我们有饭吃我们就会很高兴，而是我们也需要有属灵的食物，我们要有。有爱，有关心。
That's why Jesus sometimes give us hard time.
是为什么我们要经过一些困境
？To train us.
要训练我们。
Recently, I read an article from a Reader's Digest.
最近我在读者文摘上读到一个故事。
It was an interview to a country music singer. Her name is Dolly Parton.
他这个文章是专访一位。乡村音乐的歌手。
The people ask her, says that, you know, people heard that sometimes Dolly will be isolate herself when she try to write songs, and then she will fast.
就叫大力的乡村音乐歌手，他要写歌曲的时候，有时候会把自己跟别人分开，然后他也甚至会来进食。
Then they ask her, why do you do that?
这些人就问他说：“为什么你要这样子做呢？”
And she said that, you know, one of her aunties are ministers. Before she do the major revival, she will fast it for several days.
所以当他是说，因为他有一个阿姨，每次他在，他是一个牧师，每次他要做一个大的分享的时候，他就要做三天的禁食。
And then when they pray for sick people, they will also fast 2 to 3 days.
为他们为病人祷告的时候，他们也是来祷告两到
禁
食两到三天。
And she found that, you know, by fasting, she can have a more clear heart. Her thought can be more sensitive.
他们发现，他们禁食之后，他们的思绪更加清晰。
Even she confessed that she is not a church goer, a frequently church goer right now.
虽然他承认他并不是非常经常去教会
，but she still like love to fast when it comes to creation, writing of songs.
当他要开始来创作的时候，他还是喜欢来进食。
See, when I read her story, I said, "Wow, even a person like do not truly, you know, a churchgoer, but still admit that there is a lot of benefit for her to pummel herself so she can be more sensitive." To God, more closer to God.
我看了这个故事，我就想，甚至这么一个不经常去教会的人，他都能够知道禁食会让他保持更加清醒的思维，让他跟神更加亲密，能对神的知识更加敏感。
So that's why God forces people to go through that kind of journey, no water to drink, and then to train their mind to get closer to God.
这是为什么神让他们经过这种处境，三天找不到水，让他们的思想能跟神更近。
Let's continue reading Exodus chapter 15, verse 23.
我们来再读接下去读出埃及十五章的二十三节。
Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Meribah. Here, the Bible says that finally they came to a place, but and they found water over there.
这里圣经中讲到，他们总算找到一个地方，那里有水。
Unfortunately, the water was bitter. It's impossible to consume it, to drink it.
却不幸的却是，这个水是苦的，没有办法来喝。
At the very beginning, when they found water, they must be very excited, I believe.
我相信他们刚开始找到水的时候，肯定会非常的激动。
But when they tasted, I said, "Man, how come? You know, if you find something, you can use it, you can drink it, but you can only see it, cannot drink it. The pain must be more painful."
所以他们感觉可能就是好不容易找到水，却没有办法喝，这感觉非常的难受。
So see, the situation is getting worse and worse.
所以情况变得越来越糟糕。
It's from the wilderness, and no water, and then.Bitter water, even though there is water, it cannot be consumed.
所以他们的情况，首先是在旷野中，然后找不到水，然后现在找到水又是苦的。
Sometimes we wonder why Christian got to suffer.
所以我们就是有人会想，为什么我们基督徒今天也会受这样的苦
？I think there are several reasons we can find.
我想有几个原因，圣经中告诉我们有几个原因。
Why a Christian need to suffer?
为什么基督徒需要受苦呢
？Number one is that when a Christian suffers, he can draw closer to God.
第一件事就是问，当基督徒受苦的时候，他们能够来跟神来靠近。
Please turn to Psalm 63.
我们来看诗篇的六十三篇。
Psalm 63, verse 1.
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
63, verse 1.
诗篇六十三篇第一节。
63, verse 1.
六十三篇第一节。
O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you.In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. In the place of no water, David says that my soul thirsts for you and my flesh longs for you.
在一个干旱、疲乏、无水之地，大卫说：“我何想你？我的心切慕你。”
Really, a lot of time when we are very smooth, yeah, people might be very busy for the world and do not have time for God.
真的是这样子。如果我们生活非常顺利，我们可能就在忙我们世上的事情，而没有时间来为神准备。
Do we still remember that after September 11, the attendance of United States Church are booming?
我们还记得吗？在911发生之后，来参加教会的人突然增加。
After the earthquake in Taiwan, our TJC Church in Taiwan, the chapel was full of people.
当台湾发生二月大地震的时候。之后我们的在台湾的教会一下子人都装满了。
See, without difficulties, yeah, people tend not to seek after God.
没有苦难的，没有困境的话，这些人都倾向就是不去找神。
That's why David says that he thirsty for God in a dry and thirsty land.
这是为什么大卫说他在干旱、疲乏、无水之地来寻求神。
Why a Christian need to go through suffering?
为什么基督徒要受苦？
如果 go through suffering, a Christian can learn the lesson the Lord wants him to learn.
如果基督徒在这些受苦中能够学到主让他学的课的话
，In difficulties, a Christian can find his teacher.
在困境中，他们应该能找到他们需要学习的课程。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
来看以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
三十章二十节，以赛亚书三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
以赛亚书三十章二十节
30:20 And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.You see, in difficulty time, the Lord, in time of adversity and affliction, God give us water of affliction, at that time, you are able to find your teacher.
这里就讲到，当你在艰难困苦的时候，你这样子才能找到你需要学习的教训。
Indeed, it is very true.
真的是这样子。
Before we are in affliction, a lot of time we are astray.
在我们受苦之前，我们很多时候都来偏离神。
But after the affliction, we are able to learn the law of God.
到受苦之后，我们才能开始学习到我们其实是，我们的主是谁。
Sometimes I think without difficulties, yeah, we hear the sermon by ears.
有时候我们心中没有受苦的话，我们来听讲道，只是用耳朵来听。
But when we are in difficulties, we hear the sermon by our heart. Indeed.
所以我们在困境的时候，我们听传讲道才会听到心里去。
There was a patient in a surgery room.
有时在一个手术室里面有位病人。
He was with a doctor.
他就跟医生在一起。
Suddenly, the anesthetist, one of the anesthetists, came to the room and talked to him, saying that now is my turn to make you to sleep.
这时候有一位麻醉师进来说，现在是我的时间，要让你去睡觉了。
Then he left.
所以他就走了。
The other physician was very amazed. Did not know what's going on. Very, very puzzled. How come he say now is my turn to make you sleep?
所以另外一个医生就感到很奇怪，为什么说他来说是我的时间让你睡觉了？
They let the patient explain, saying that you know I am his minister.I'm his pastor. I used to make him to sleep in my sermon.
为什么这样子讲呢？这个病人就跟他解释说，我是其实是他的牧师，因为我经常讲道的时候让他我的讲道让他睡觉。
So now he said the anesthetist said now it's my turn. Yeah.
所以这个人就讲说，现在轮到我让你睡觉了。
It's indeed. When we are in difficulties, we will be more alert to the teachings of God, and we can learn the teachings of God.
所以这就讲是说，我们只有在受苦的时候，才会真正的去查考神的教训。为什么基督徒要受苦呢？
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17.
来看以赛亚书41章
17节。Only at that time they will know that the law will never depart from them.
41章17节，就那个时候他们才知道我们的神不离弃他们。
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17.
以赛亚书41章17节。
41:17. The poor and needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongues fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord of Israel, will not forsake them. The Bible says that when people are needy and when they have no water to drink, Lord will let them know that I will never forsake them.
圣经上讲说，当这些人在困苦穷乏的时候寻求水却找不到的时候，他们神却会答应他们。
So verse 18, it says that then the Lord will open rivers in desolate heights and fountains in the midst of valleys. Verse 18.
18节。
So you can see that the Lord will do wonders for the people when they are in thirsty. Yeah?
18节，神，我们可以看到神要行出他的作为起来，要让这些人看到他的作为。
Verse 20. Then they may see and know and consider and understand together.That the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created. A lot of time we hear a lot of truths. It is by theory. It's only a theory to us.
很多时候我们听道理，只是听到，觉得是一个。
It's just 一种 theory, 一种理论 But now we are in difficulty time.
原来很多时候听道理只是一种理论而已，但是我们在受苦的时候。
And then we experience that the Lord opened the fountain in the wilderness for us.
我们才能真正体验到神在旷野中给我们开出江河。
We are able to see it and we can know it.
我们可以看到，并且我们也可以懂得。
And then we can consider and then we are able to understand.
这样子我们才可以思考，我们才可以真正的理解。
Indeed, it is from the hands of God.
真的，这是从神的手而来。
We truly experience this. Not only we hear.Of God, now we behold God with our eyes. We touch God with our own hands.
所以我们不光是听说有神，而是要看可以看到神，并且可以抓住神。
Why a Christian need to go through suffering?
为什么基督徒要受苦呢？
Let's turn to another one. Isaiah 38, verse 17.
我们来看以赛亚书38章第17节。
Isaiah 38, verse 17.
38章17节。
38:17. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. For you have cast my sins behind your backs. The Bible says that it is for his own peace that he had great bitterness.
这上讲说，之所以受苦，是要为了使他得平安。
It's very interesting. When you're suffering, actually you lose peace, isn't it? But how come it's for your peace?
这是非常有意思的是，我们受苦的时候，我们就经常是会失去平安。为什么说这里说你受苦是为了得平安？
Actually, it's for the peace of your soul, not the peace of your physical body.
这个讲到的平安，实际上是你灵魂的平安。
The Bible says that if a person suffers, he is separated from sin.
圣经上讲说，一个人在受苦的话，他就与罪分离了。
Really, a beautiful person cannot sin.
就是这样子，一个受苦的人没有办法从心里去犯罪。
Jesus learned to submit to God in his suffering. Bible says.
主耶稣来为神来受苦。
Learned his lesson of submission in his suffering.
他也就是才学习到。他就也就是在受苦中学习来顺服的课程。
So really, in suffering, we can done with sin, and we can be more perfect.
所以在我们受苦的时候，我们就跟罪隔离，我们就可以变得更加完美。
Therefore, our soul can enjoy great peace.
我们的灵魂就可以来享受平安。
This is why Israelites in 3 days they kind of run into so many difficulties. Yeah.
为什么以色列人在这三天碰到这么多的困难
？Of course, Israelites they complain.
但是这里以色列人他们发怨言。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 15.
我们再回到出埃及记十五章。
15. Let's continue reading, huh?
出埃及记十五章，我们接着往下读。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
15:24.
十五章二十四节。
And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" 25. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the water, and the water was made sweet.You see, in the Bible, we always notice that, you know, Israelites complained when they were in suffering.
在圣经中，我们经常注意到，这些以色列人在他们受苦的时候会去发怨言。
They make it a habit. They don't make complaint a habit.
他们甚至把这个发怨言形成了一个习惯。
For years, the Lord started to say, "How long do I have to stand you, to be patient for you, and how much longer do I need to be patient for you? Because you never grow, yeah.
就像是在圣经中，神经常讲说，我要忍受你到几时呢？你永远都长不大。
That's why later the Lord says that you know those who are 20 years and older and has been complaining so many years, they shall die in the wildernesses.
这是为什么？神说，二十岁以上的都没有都在旷野中会死去。
We read the Bible at the very beginning when they complain, yeah.The Lord did not say too much, seriously.
我们在读圣经的时候，当我们可以看到百姓开始发怨言的时候，神都没有说话。
But later on, they're supposed to grow. They are 20 years and older already. They're supposed to know, yet they fail to know.
但是当他们到二十岁以上之后，他们应该学习到这一些，应该知道，但是他们却还是不知道。
But at this time, God did not get angry because they are just like a newborn baby.
在这个时候，神没有。发怒，因为这个时候他们才是刚刚生出的婴儿。
And Moses cried to God.
摩西就跟他们讲
，cry to God.
摩西呼求神。
And God make Moses to throw a tree into the water.
神就指示他把一棵树扔到水里。
And the water becomes sweet.
水就变甜了。
Of course, I don't believe that you know the tree have any special chemical to make the water sweet.
我相信不是因为树里面有什么特殊的化学物质可以把水变甜。
It must be through the miracle of God.
我相信这是因为是神的神迹。
Of course, this is also a prefigure. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ was hanged on a tree.
这也是在属灵上是预表我们的主耶稣要挂在树上。
So this tree prefigure the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以树就预表我们主耶稣给我们带来了救恩。
So if anyone has bitter life, their life like bitter water, but the salvation will throw into their heart, their life will be changed. Their water will be changed from bitterness into sweetness.
所以如果有任何人在受苦，在心里面都是苦的，但是如果主的救恩来到的话，他的就可以把他的苦的变成甜的。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
我们来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章。
Acts 16:34.
使徒行传十六章三十四节。
16:34.
十六章三十四节。
Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced.Having believed in God with all his household, here talk about the story of a jailer.
六章三十四节这里讲到一个禁足的故事。
He intended to commit suicide.
他本来是要去自杀。
Because he thought that he did not do his job, all the prisoners was going to run away due to the earthquake.
他本来以为因为地震，所以他要管的这些牢犯都跑掉了，所以他要自杀。
Can you imagine if you truly kill yourself? The children will lose the father.
我们可以想象，如果他真的自杀的话，他的孩子将会丧失他们的父亲。
The wife will lose the husband.
他的太太将会丧失掉这个先生。
The household will lose income resource.
整个家庭将会丧失掉收入的来源。
And they will cry bitterly because he did not die naturally. He died in a very shameful way, suicide.
并且他们会感到很羞耻，因为他是不是自然死亡，而是一种很糟糕的情况下。
And at very quick moment, Paul says that don't kill yourself.
在一个非常关键的时候，保罗说：“不要杀你，
We do not run away.
我们没有跑。”
Paul introduced Jesus Christ into his life.
保罗把主耶稣带进了他们的生活中。
Then the Bible says that after he believed in Jesus Christ and his household, they are all rejoiced.
圣经上讲说，他们一家人信主之后，他们都很喜乐。
It was supposed to be a bitter life if indeed he commit suicide.
本来是一个受苦的生活，如果是他。自杀的话
But salvation came, everything changed.
但是救恩来到的时候，所有的事情都发生了改变。
Because he truly knew that, just like Paul, even in difficulties, Paul and Silas, they can sing him in the jail.
因为就像是保罗跟希拉在监狱的时候，他们都可以来唱诗。
So have salvation, people have joy in difficulties.
所以在困境中，如果你有救恩的话，你仍然能够保持一种喜乐的心情。
And then, you know, even though there are difficulty times, just like he experienced.I see people are running away, but they are kept. In difficulty time, the Lord will also keep us.
我觉得这种困境上，主也会来保守我们。
That's why salvation indeed play a very important joy in our life, a role of joy in our life.
所以救恩就在我们心中，是我们喜乐的源泉。
So are you baptized yet?
有没有受洗呢
？You need to let salvation throw that tree into your heart.That salvation come to your heart.
如果还没有受洗的话，你应该让这个救恩来参入你的心中。
I knew a sister who has been doing her dialysis for more than 13 years.
我知道有一位姐妹，她要做她的透析，有20年。
洗肾是不是 dialysis？
透析
啊。And every time when I visit her,
每次我去访问她的时候
，especially last time, yeah, because she ran out of the place to put the tubes, yeah? Because when you do the dialysis, you need to attach to a tube in the skin. You almost ran out of place to do that.
我是去看他，他手上几乎没有地方可以插上针管，因为洗肾要用针管来做。
But whenever I want to comfort her, actually I got comforted myself.
但是每一次我想去安慰她的时候，我却自己得到安慰。
Now one of the things that this family always share with me is that.How nice it is that they have Jesus in their life.
所以他们经常跟我们一起分享的是，他在生活中有主耶稣是多么的好。
She always said that without Jesus Christ, her situation, her mental situation, her situation will get even worse.
他们都讲说，如果没有主耶稣的话，他们的精神状态就会更糟糕。
So indeed, the tree ran in, thrown into the water, and it was sweet, became sweet.
这样子，就像是树扔到水里面，水就变甜了。
What make a Christian life continue to have sweet?
是什么让基督徒的生命继续的甜蜜呢
？Please read Exodus 15 verse 25.
来看出埃及十五章二十五节。
15, 25 and 26.
十五章二十五节。
So, I'm sorry, 26, huh?
我们来读二十六节。
And said, if you diligently heed the voice, I'm sorry, 25, huh? 25.25. So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the water was made sweet. Therefore he made a status and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. 26. And said, If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his status, I will put none of the diseaseOn you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. The Lord also gives them commandment and status, law and status.
所以主在这里给他们律例典章。
You know what? The Lord says that if they abide, they will never get the disease of Egyptians.
这里讲到主要告诉他们，如果他们能够遵守他一切的律例。他就不会得那些埃及人得到的疾病。
The land of Egyptian, their climates are just like wildernesses.
埃及的气候实际上有点跟旷野相似。
Because they don't, they seldom have rain, yeah.
他们很少会下雨。
Now the Lord told them that you shall eat this and you shall not eat certain kind of stuff.
但是主在这里，现在神在这里告诉他们，他们可以要吃这些东西，不吃另外一些东西。
And if they really obey, they will never get the disease of Egyptian.
他们真的遵守的话，他们就没有不会得到埃及的
疾病。So indeed, the word of God, if you follow it, it will good for your physical life. Yeah, it will be good for your physical life.
真的是这样子，如果在遵行主的话，你的肉体的生命就会顺利。
I told you in Hawaii there was an elder cook for me. I shared with you before.
就跟你大家分享过，我在夏威夷的时候，有一位长老跟我来煮饭。
Why he have to cook for me?
为什么他要给我煮饭呢
？I supposed to cook for him, yeah.
我应该跟他煮饭的。
But I do not know how to cook for him.
但是我不知道怎么为他煮饭。
Because he only eat 五谷米 yeah, five kinds of he never eat white rice.I don't eat white rice, and he always like to eat all kinds of what. Anyway, he like to follow the status and law when it comes to eating.
但是他吃饭，他却不吃精米，他只是吃一种五谷米，并且他吃饭的规则，他都按圣经中的方法来做。
And he says that it is more healthy to eat that way.
他说这样子他可以吃得更健康。
Of course, it's not very tasty, yeah.
但吃的味道并不是很好。
I told him that I will learn from you when I am 60 years old, just like your age.
我就告诉他说，我六十岁的时候也要跟你来学怎么样做这种饭。
My point is that you know the Bible the Lord teach them how to eat actually is for their benefit of their physical life.
我想说的是，圣经上教导他们怎么样子吃，实际上是为了他们的肉体的生命。
Life have sweetness when the word of God come into our life too.Life is sweetness when the word of God comes into our life too.
但当主话来到我们心中的时候，我们甚至也会变甜。
This word not only good for our physical life, also for our spiritual life.
这个里面的话语不光是为我们肉体好，更是为我们的属灵好。
A father has the sweet feeling recently when he visited his daughter's room.
有一位父亲
feel very sweet.
他觉得感到很甜蜜，因为他去访问他的女儿。
After the SSC, yeah.He noticed that the daughter draw a tree on his whiteboard, and the tree draw a lot of fruits. Yeah.
Because he 发现他女儿在学生联欢会之后来在板上画一个树，树上有结了很多果子。
And then he remind herself need to bear a lot of spiritual fruits.
因为他在提醒他要结很多的属灵的果子。
And also write down which sister she need to call, which people she need to show her concern.
并且他也写下来哪些弟兄姐妹他要去打电话关心的。
Now the father realized that after the SSC, after the words of God came into her heart, her life is different.
爸爸认识到。当学生联欢会神的话进入他的心的时候，他的行为就不一样。
So bitter life, in bitterness, have the word of God, we can have sweet feeling.
所以我们心中有苦的话，我们有神的话的话，就会变成甜的。
Let's read another one, Exodus 15:27.
再来看出埃及记十五章
，15:27,
二十七节
，15:27,
十五章二十七节。
Then they came to Elim, where there were 12Wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the water. Elim means palms.
所以二十七节，当他们来到以林，他们那边有十二股水泉。以林的意思就是水泉。
One fountain is good enough for us, actually.
实际上有一股水泉就已经好了。
But there have 12 fountains for 12 tribes.
这里确实有十二股水泉给他们十二族的人。
Can you imagine that in the Mara it could be a static water, yeah, not a running water?
我们可以想象，当时在这个马拉地方是一股死水。
But over here is a fountain. The water must be very, very sweet.
但这里却是活水，十二股的活水，所以水嘛肯定是相当的甜美。
So indeed, after difficulties, the Lord guide them to the place of rest.
真的是这样子。当他们经过这些苦难之后，神就带他们来到可以安息的地方。
Reminded us Jesus of what Jesus have said. He says that Lord, those who are heavy laden.And weary shall come to me, and I shall give them rest.
就像主耶稣讲到说，那些劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我必让他们享安息。
Indeed, after we go through many difficult times, the sweetness, the rest will even feel more precious to us.
是这样子，如果我们经历过很多困苦的话，我们心中的甜美就会更加的宝贵。
Of course, there are more challenges after this place.
当然有，在这之后又会有更多的挑战。
But the Lord provides sweetness. After the bitterness,
但是主总是在 苦之后来带来甘甜。
Then we are able to face more challenge in the future.
我们在将来就会再承受更多的挑战。
So, even though there may be tears and weeping for a night.
虽然我们在某一次可能会有眼泪。
But they shall be rejoice in the morning.
在晚上可能会有哭泣，眼泪哭泣，但是在早上我们就会有欢喜。
Because the Lord will never allow us to be in the bitterness forever.He will for sure guide us to a sweet place.
因为主不会让我们在苦中永远下去，而是会带领我们来到甜美之地。
So next time when you hear a high school student tell you, I hate this school, you know how to answer.
所以下一次当一个高中生向你抱怨说他很恨他的学校的时候，你就可以告诉怎么回答他。
Let's sing hymn 35.
我们唱诗35首。